Sam in Austin says he put some stain down on his garage floor and then a sealer on after that, waited the required drying time before he drove his cars in, and he just noticed today under his SUV that the stain had lifted and left tire tracks.
Stain is not good for tires. There's only one surface in a garage, and it's going to be hard for him to redo it now.
That's his question. What can he do about this?
Okay. Well, the one that, if for anybody listening, it has to be a two-part commercial epoxy. The same products they use in warehouses where they drive forklifts and scissor lifts and things like this around. It has to be super tough. If you use a one-part epoxy that you can buy at some of the home improvement stores, if you try a stain with a sealer, those hot tires are going to pull it off. And that's just the way it is. If you want to have those looks, you can put a carpet runners under your tires and keep your tires on that. Then the floor will look good. And you'll see a lot of that in really fancy garages. But right now, if he can do a two-part epoxy, but he's going to have to strip that down pretty well, and I don't know if it'll be real successful. But that's how I would go into that mode, and that means acid washing the two-part commercial epoxies and look at the spec sheets to see if there's a special prep for something that's already got a surface on there.